Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
There's another heat wave coming out west, huh?
Yeah, after the warmest June in the United States, there's another one coming out west. You know, during the month of June, 67 weather stations got all-time warm temperatures. And just the other day, we had a 130 in Death Valley, which is the second warmest temperature ever. So, unfortunately, there's another one coming. 114 in Vegas yesterday, 109, 111 in Phoenix. So another heat dome is setting up, and they just can't get relief.
So that's what these are, heat domes. What does that mean, Demetrius?
It's basically when high pressure sends a big ridge up north, and under that you get this heat dome, and it just kind of, when I say heat dome, you know, warm air rises, right? Well, if it's so warm to, you know, some of the mid layers of the atmosphere, you know, that's what you're talking about. There's nothing to mix it up. There's no cooler air aloft. So it's just a dome of hot air that just sits there. It doesn't, you know, it's not mixed. It, you know, I don't have convection, thunderstorms to cool it down. It's just a dome of hot air. It's like having a bubble, basically, a bubble of warm air underneath it.
I'm reading from The Guardian, and they say this heat wave comes in the wake of record highs across the Pacific Northwest. The heat-related death toll in Oregon and Washington has risen to nearly 200 people. I didn't know people were dying at that rate. As many as 500 people are believed to have died in British Columbia. Wow.
Now, I have in-laws there just a little bit south of British Columbia, Bellingham, Washington. 60% of people in the Pacific Northwest don't have air conditioning because they don't need it. They, my in-laws let me know it was 91 degrees inside their house one day, and there were lines at Costco for fans. I mean, forget air conditioner or window air conditioner units, or trying to call some guy. You know, those guys are more than busy. Probably don't have stock anyway.
Well, that's
there were
the problem.
Lines to buy fans.
Yeah. I'm trying to remember who was here at work, but somebody was talking to me, and they said that they shipped a window air conditioner to their daughter who lives in the Northwest, Washington, Oregon, because they can't get it. You can't get one. You can't get one in your window because you can't find one, but you can get one here in Chicago. So she bought it and had it shipped, which probably costs more the shipping than the unit itself, but what are you going to do? I got a couple more questions for you about that, Demetrius. Stay right there. Demetrius Ivory, weatherman over at Channel 9. About our weather, Demetrius, it's just strange to me how it can be that hot there, and I know it's way over there in the Northwest, but it's been cool, and I'm sitting in a cloud right now. It's just like, literally, I mean, it's not even fog. It's like a cloud that I'm in right now.
Yeah, we are. It's the foggy, misty existence that we have right now. You remember the movie The Fog by,
yeah.
I think it was Steven Spielberg? That movie, you know, people always ask me what made me become a weatherman, and I think it might be that movie. That movie had a big imprint on my life. But with that big ridge out west, in this case, we have an upper-level low-pressure system, which is unusual for July. It's my favorite type of weather pattern. It's unusual for this time of the year. It's the same type of system that we get during the wintertime, where you get sun for 5 minutes, snow for 5 minutes, sleet or grapple for 5 minutes, and then sun again. It's that type of scenario. Unfortunately for us in the summer, what it's doing is just bringing us a ridiculously high humidity. So there's a lot of fog, a lot of mist out there. And then as we start to warm up later today, we'll see some more showers and thunderstorms develop.
When does it break? Do you have any idea when either the heat dome is going to dissipate out west or we're going to get some dry, warm, sunny days?
We can expect for this low pressure system to open up and exit really into tonight. So, I think showers, maybe thunderstorms during this afternoon. And then that's probably about it. And then we're probably going to be dry until sometime Wednesday night. As far as the heat dome, I'm not really seeing much of a relief for them out west. And the upper level pattern, it's still showing way above normal temperatures, even into, let's see, I'm looking at the 8th. Oh, yeah, I'm looking at the 8th to 14-day forecast. So that's next Tuesday through Monday. And it's extremely warm for them out west. It's normal for us, basically, but it's really warm. So, it's, you know, 2 weeks out, they're still going to be way above average.
Yeah, but we're going to get a break sooner than that, and I'm glad to hear that. And by that, I mean a break of just, I don't want it to be 95, but I'd like it to be 80 and sunny. that could happen in July in Chicago.
That could happen. We'll have dry land tomorrow, and then Thursday we'll have a cold front that'll come through. It'll bring us, you guessed it, more showers and thunderstorms, but still, you know, warmer numbers, 83. And then it's going to be a little bit cooler this weekend, low 80s, but right now it's looking sunny. So this could be one of our better weekends that we experience.
Thank you, Demetrius. I'll let you get back to what you do over there at Channel 9, and my best to your twin sons.
they're girls, but you know what? If that gets them into college, that's fine.
Whatever box you need to check. All right. I'll talk to you later.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
I have three twin daughters.